be able to see the devil walk and talk like a human, and then you should be able to see the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. He has all power in his hands, no matter what Satan does. And we will try to bring it in parallel with some things so that you get an understanding of what we're talking about. So let's turn to the book of Acts, 16th chapter. We talked yesterday about an effective witness. A witness that says what you're giving something up, and of course, it has an effect. And it has effect to accomplish the purpose of which you did it. That's effective. And you can't be a witness. Well, you'll see a little difference right there. We say you can't be a witness without the Holy Ghost, but when we read through some of this, you'll see some differences there. 16th chapter, verse number 16. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel, possessed with a spirit of divination, met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. She had a devil. Just plain and simple. She had a devil in her. And the same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God."
That's right.
"Who show unto us the way of salvation." Now, she didn't have the Holy Ghost, but she was actually testifying. She was witnessing to Paul and the brethren that they bought the words of salvation. And this did she many days. It says, "But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit," to the devil, "I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And he came out the same hour. So you need, as saints, to understand that everybody and everything is not of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Satan is powerful, even to the point where he actually does testify that Jesus is God.
Right, right.
Right in the midst of the saints.
Right.
That's what fools us sometimes.
That's right.
He thinks that everything is of the Lord. But you see right here, she wasn't of the Lord.
Right.
She had the spirit of the Antichrist.
Yes, she did.
And the Antichrist sits among the saints.
Yep.
Because you don't need to testify anywhere else in among people. His biggest work is among the saints.
Right. Right.
His job is to steal, kill, and destroy. He has not changed.
Right.
Has not changed.
Right.
That devil sits among the saints.
Yes, he does. Jesus.
But the solution,
Jesus.
Deliverance comes in the name of
in
Jesus.
In the name,
Christ.
Right.
Now, you can't walk around everybody in here and say, "In the name of Jesus Christ, come out of me." That's not going to work. Somebody's going to hit you in the head. But if you preach Jesus Christ and him crucified, you keep the name of Jesus stirred up.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
They can't stand in
it. Cannot
they stand in the midst of the saints.
That's
all
right.
The devilment that
that's
Satan
right.
does.
Yep. Yep.
I'm not trying to preach this, but
it's the truth. It's the
all
truth.
The devilment that Satan does
it's
cannot stand under the word.
Right. That's
you
right.
Start preaching blessings and Satan will hang around.
Yep.
You start preaching all the goodies and all that kind of stuff, Satan just, he camps out.
Yep.
Because as long as you're not preaching Jesus Christ,
he's
comfortable.
Right.
Right. But when you start preaching Jesus,
yep.
He's out of here.
Yep. Yep.
Him and his host.
And
all
his host.
All
that's
of them.
Right.
All of them will flee.
Yep.
Because they know that their time is up.
Yep.
So it behooves us, when we're witnessing, to keep the name of Jesus.
Keep the name. That's
keep the name
right.
of Jesus.
That's
where the power is.
That's right.
Power's not in the other stuff. And there's a whole lot of other stuff you can talk about.
Right.
But you have to keep the name of Jesus.
Right. Right.
Jesus is the one that brings about
Jesus,
the change.
Jesus.
You don't have to, like I said, you don't have to look at somebody and say, is Satan the Lord rebuke you? Like, yeah, just keep the name up.
Right.
Keep the name up.
Right.
In a case you might be able to get up and say somebody, Satan the Lord God rebuke you, but as long as you're witnessing
mm-hmm.
to the name of Jesus,
right.
Satan can't stand it.
That's right.
He cannot stand it. One thing that we were always taught, scriptures are known by all people,
right.
And even Satan. Yep. He can even quote them better than you can.
Right.
And you stand in the midst of the saints.
Yep.
But one thing he cannot do, can't live it.
Yep.
He cannot live it.
Leave us.
Cannot live it. He might start out, but eventually they're going to come at you.
Yes.
You say, well, where is this spirit coming from?
Right.
What happened to you?
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to call you a liar.
Yep.
I've been called a liar.
Mm-hmm.
People don't know that I know that they call me a liar, right. But they call me a liar.
Right.
They say I lied on folk.
Mm-hmm.
They say I stole from folk.
Jesus.
Where does that come from? It comes from the devil.
Yep.
And when it's not no longer comfortable, when it's no longer comfortable with that kind of behavior, he runs.
Right.
He has to run. And he runs because of the name of Jesus.
Yep.
All you have to do is keep the name of Jesus up.
Yep.
Keep the name of Jesus up.
That's right.
You look back into the Old Testament, Dathan, that's what I think of the lesson with Dathan.
Mm-hmm.
Dathan couldn't stand the right part.
Yep.
As long as he could get a crowd.
Yep.
Of people to go along with what he had to say. And it was always something against the leadership.
Yep.
And in particular Moses.
Yep.
He says, you brought us here to die.
Right.
Brought us here to die.
Right.
He was trying to take the faith of the people.
Jesus.
And the Lord Jesus Christ stepped in on Moses' behalf.
Yep.
Moses may not, he couldn't see that part.
Right.
Sometimes that devil can get hired in the midst of the saints and all of a sudden you can't see it.
Right.
And Jesus has to step right on in.
Right.
And he brings the judgment.
Yes.
He brings the judgment. Now in contrast, it says, and when our master saw that the hope of their gains were gone, they caught Paul
right.
and Silas and drew them into the marketplace, unto the rulers, and brought them to the magistrates, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city.
Yep.
Remember what I said? If you keep preaching Jesus Christ and crucified, the devil can't stand it.
Yep.
So he says, you trouble our city by the message that you bring. You trouble our city when you expose Satan.
Right.
He says, but I want you to see the other thing about this damsel. When Paul rebuked that devil, then she was free from it.
Yes.
When Paul rebuked the devil, she was free from the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to look at this as a contrast when you come down to these other verses. It says, we'll get over in a second. It says, and teach customs, in verse number 21, which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe,
being
Romans. And the multitude rose up together and against them. And the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them.
Mm-hmm.
And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into the prison,
mm-hmm.
charging the jailer to keep them safe. And I had enough. And it says, who having received such a charge, he thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks.
Yep.
So they were bound.
Yes.
They were bound. When the enemy really gets mad at you, he wants to bound you up.
Right.
And he thinks he can break the program.
Yep.
He can stop what's going on.
Right.
By the physical part.
Right.
And so often Satan thinks that he can use the physical against the saints.
Right.
But if you look on further down, he says, verse number 25, what does it say?
And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them.
Next verse.
And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison awakened out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas.
Okay, thank you. Got a little too far, but that's no problem, though, because we want to see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when you don't fall under that thing of being bound?
Right.
You may be physically bound, and the enemy may think he has a victory over you.
Mm-hmm.
And you may not have a strength. You don't have the physical strength to be able to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And Satan does that to us.
Right.
He makes us think that we don't have a way out of anything.
Right.
And when it comes on us like that, you have to rely on what you know.
Right.
Praise is what you know.
Right.
Praise is the most familiar thing to the saints.
Yep.
You may not know a whole lot of scripture.
Jesus, Jesus,
but you
Jesus.
Do know praise.
You know how to praise him.
And it has to come up.
Yep.
That's why you say you praise the Lord Jesus
right,
Christ.
Right.
No matter what's going on.
Right.
Praise him when
right.
it's not right.
Yep.
Praise him when it's not good.
Right.
Praise him when you don't feel like
right.
it.
Right.
And you see the results of it.
Yep. Yep.
You have your midnight.
Right.
When the Lord Jesus Christ will shake whatever prison you're in.
Right.
That's a good thing.
Yes, it is.
That's a good thing. You
yes,
may be bound by your own mind.
Right.
But as long as you remember
yes.
to praise the Lord Jesus
right.
Christ, let
right.
it come out.
That's right.
Let it come out. You yep. make the devil a liar.
That's right. That's
he
right.
He thinks that he's got you, man.
Yep.
And all you have to do is praise.
Praise Jesus. That's true. That's true.
You may not understand what's going on.
That's true.
Most of the time, we don't understand.
That's true.
And the witness comes from you continuing on doing what Jesus
you said do, right.
Praise
yeah, yep.
Glorify him with your song
yep.
and your testimony
that's right.
to the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right. Yes, he will.
You may not even know when the bounds are being opened, but
yep.
you're look up and all of a sudden you're free.
Free.
Free. You're free from that thing.
Yep. yep. Jesus.
Sometimes it comes so fast you say, oh.
Yeah.
Sudden.
Right.
Sudden.
Yep.
Sudden.
Right.
The bands are loose and you are free to praise the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right. That's right.
That's the witness.
Yep.
Being able to go through no matter what it is that's
right.
going on.
Right. That's right.
And praise the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Your circumstance. That's a song that says something. Mm-hmm. Praise him in my circumstance.
Mm-hmm. Praise is what I do.
Yeah, praise is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what saints do.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't praise them, then I see there's a problem.
Yeah.
And you try to get it backed around. You talk to folks. And let them understand mm-hmm. that Jesus is able to deliver.
Jesus.
He's able to deliver. So the brother gives you an example of what happens when you're able to do this thing just right. He came to them and said what? What do you say in verse 30?
And what must I do to be saved?
So if you live this thing just right.
Yep.
You live it just
yep.
right. The folks that you don't even know about are going to come and
come to you. Yep.
I've been praying for my sister for a long time.
Jesus, Jesus.
And she's the one that came to me and asked me, is there a church out here?
California.
In
California.
Jesus, Jesus. Mm. And those of you see my Facebook page, she puts up at least 4 or 5 times a day.
Something about Jesus.
Something about Jesus.
Yep.
And she don't even know Jesus.
Right.
But she's always putting it up there. Jesus is my strength.
Right.
Jesus is my comfort.
Right.
Jesus is my love.
Right.
All day long she's putting it up.
Yep.
And I know the Lord is going to bless her.
Oh, yes, he will, Jesus.
As long as she keeps
doing it. As long as she keeps doing it, Jesus.
She keeps putting it up there just like that. All day long. Now, I'm going to tell you something. She put some strange stuff up there, too.
Right.
She can cuss.
Right.
I ain't never thinking about cuss like that. I thought people stopped doing it.
Right.
But she can put them up there. It's a word that I gave up a long time ago. She can put them up there. But the prayer and the life that she's seen lived in front of her, she's asked, what can she do to be saved?
Right.
Find me a church.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I said, well, you know, you may just have to go to a Hispanic church.
Mm-hmm.
There are Hispanic apostolic churches all over Southern California,
all
in Palm Springs. Some of them got to be preaching the truth.
Yes.
Some of them have to be tearing for the
Holy Ghost. That's right.
Some of them have to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. So that's my prayer for her, to find that church.
Yes.
She asked me to find it. And I asked Stephen to find it. She said, ask Stephen, because Stephen knows where all the churches are. He looked. Next thing you know, she'd already moved to Palm Springs. So we didn't know anything down there. So pray for her.
Yes, Jesus.
That the Lord will bless her.
Yes, in a special manner.
With the desire.
Jesus.
Just like you can. Like this brother right here, when he saw the prisoners had been delivered,
mm-hmm.
but not only delivered, they did not run.
Right.
Because he knew if they ran,
yep.
then he would lose his life.
Right.
So the witness is not always running. The witness is being able to stand.
Right.
Stand.
Yep.
You don't have to run away from anything.
Right.
Jesus gives you the power to stand.
Right.
No matter what that devil is doing.
Right.
If the devil, you say, Sister Hope says the devil's in there. Yeah, he comes.
Yes, he does.
He comes, but he doesn't. He has limited power.
Yes, he does.
He has limited power.
That's right.
The saints have all the power.
Jesus.
So no matter what he does,
Jesus.
No matter how he afflicts the bodies of the saints, no
yep.
matter how he makes this happen,
yep.
it happens.
Yep.
These are common to me.
These are common.
But the Lord Jesus Christ is able
yes,
to deliver. Satan cannot stand.
Yep.
He can't stand that kind of heat.
Yep.
He tries to say he can stand, but he can't stand.
Yep.
He can't stand when you preach Jesus Christ and preach stuff. He can go along for a little while. But after a while, he has to get up.
Yep.
He has to pack his stuff up and go.
Yep.
Him and his host.
Him
all
and
know
his
dream of what he's doing,
yep.
they go along right yep. with him. Thank the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to end it right here for about 30 minutes almost. But just remember that. Don't get so despondent about what the Lord allows Satan to do. And I said he allows Satan to do that. He allowed Satan to come into the assembly of the saints. There's a person the Holy Spirit was with Job, and then Job was the son of God. He said, and God pointed him out.
Yep.
Where are you coming from?
Right.
Where are you coming from?
Right.
He said, throwing the earth, seeking who he
is.
He has not stopped.
Jesus.
Doesn't mean anything to him. He's just sitting right there among the saints.
Right.
And sitting here in flocks.
Yep.
Trying to figure out a way to get you out of here.
Right.
But you have to stand.
Yep.
Jesus gives us all the tools that we need.
Yes, he has.
Everything that we need in order to be successful.
That's
Jesus
right.
Stands. Nothing for your back, so you can't run.
Yep.
You run, you turn tail, and try to go out the door and make it across the street. And people do that a lot of times. They see something happen, and they just run.